dancing on the moon, maybe. And I may not have a penny to my name or a reason to be sane, but I got you, baby. Ugh. Warm inside, you make me no longer feel petrified. And as I evaluate, do I even like these mates? You catch my eye just in time.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
When you drink and drive, you are not only risk losing your license, but also lives. Picture this, one bad night, one bad choice could end someone's life, even your own. No one deserves a crash or a DUI. But you could lose everything, your future, your friends, and your family. Here's what you can do instead. Before going out, make sure you have a sober ride. Save a taxi number on your phone.
Taxi!
Or plan ahead with a friend who stays sober. And if you see someone about to drunk drive...
No!
It's better to make an awkward phone call than make a tragic one. And remember, take care of yourself and each other. Don't drink and drive. For a free sober ride or to learn more, visit madd.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness Championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 17th, the Counseling Health and Wellness Center will be hosting goat yoga in the President's Garden from 2 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, the men's lacrosse team will be playing Oswego at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th, the Office of Sustainability and Eco Ambassadors are looking for volunteers to help pick up trash at Niwa Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers who help will receive a smoothie from Feel Good Smoothie at the end of the cleanup. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Pack. Feeling over and past.
that you could take the time to meet with me. It's come to my attention that you no longer need me on your team. Is it something that I said or did or didn't see? I swear I tried to be a better, sweeter little honeybee. I see it twitching in your iris and in my head. I didn't sleep at all last night. In fact, I let myself in bed. Do you ever think about the fact that we are all just dead or dying? By the way, I stare into the void. I could tell you what you want to hear, but I'm too paranoid. I've been waiting on my chance to hitch my wagon to an asteroid. Climb aboard and feel the burn where it just flies away. Look up to the stars and count my dreams while you wait on doomsday. We're all worried about you, babe, they say. Are you okay? Are you okay? Never better.
Follow. through. I crack in the walls, a gap in the stones, or even the birds so, so, so high above. Do you ever wish, wish, I wish that you were somebody else, so you could see yourself from both sides? I'm packing a bag and leaving tonight. Wherever I go, you'll be under a watchful eye. Do you ever feel? I don't think you think I feel. A crack in the walls, a cap in the stars, you slip on the stairs, a gash in your neck, wound outside, meters of ice, about three people I think should. Do you? Thank you.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Of good times, they really last. Arms in your sweatshirt, primrose at night, mint chocolate ice cream, your hazel eyes. I know it's so low to hate you for leaving without me. But why leave so quickly? Do you miss me
not have to sleep with it haunting me all of the time. I take back the thing that I said when I was so pleased that you left. I could make peace with it, finally sleep with it, finally wish you the best. Blew out your buzz cut, now my hair is short. Nothing like it once was. When I was yours, I still remember that night you left. Close the door and you stood by the window waiting like you were gonna say something, but you just walked away. Maybe it's all in my mind. I swear if I saw you tonight, we could make peace with it, not have to sleep with it haunting me all of the time. I take back the thing that I said when I was so pissed that you left. I could make peace with it, finally sleep with it, finally wish you the best. Finally wish you the
see you again when I lay Last night I touched your face, and it felt like fall. I woke up to the wipers wagging like a dog, jogging through the memory again.
Between living and dying is a thin piece of pie between your mama and mine on the stair line.
I listened to the Brontes when your belly was the earth. I heard the motor idling in the lamplight of your birth. What about my own life? Out of jurisdiction, and day by day the memories read more and more like fiction, more and more like fiction. Thank you.
62. Let's go to the hospital. Come on. Let's go to the hospital. that special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine, cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in 62? Listening to Wony.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides.